My name is Frankie, and I have a trading problem. Welcome back, welcome back. You're tuning in to episode 5, week 6 of the Trade Addicts Fix podcast. And, man, I had to double-check those numbers twice before I actually said them. One, because we are on episode 5. I don't know about you, but that's some kind of milestone for me, man. It seems crazy to me that I've already made it 5 episodes in. And two, we are through 6 weeks of the NFL season. It seems like every year we go through the offseason and, you know, we're crunching numbers. We're going through our research and rankings and, you know, all that good stuff. And the season comes around and in a snap of a finger, it's gone. Week 14 comes around, playoffs are here, and you're either in or you're out. There's nothing in between. You know, that weekly grind is just, it's there, but it's not enjoyable. You know, you're not enjoying it. There's not really time to. You know, Tuesday, you got your waiver wire. Wednesday, for me, that's my buy low day. I take the time out to go out and try to buy low on these guys that kind of underperformed, but I still have confidence in them. Thursday, you got your game. Friday, Saturday, for me at least, is family time. With the splash of Devi on Saturdays, got to keep up with those guys. Sunday, you're making your last-minute roster adjustments and crossing your fingers because that's about all the power you have over how it plays out. And, well, Monday, you're rolling into the week with a 70-point lead on the back of Nick Chubb and Chris Carson. Well, maybe that was just my team. But to prove my point, the year goes by so fast, and you don't get to enjoy it. So what you can enjoy is the people that you're playing with, man. Conversate with them. Build a relationship. Because this is Dynasty and you're going to be playing with these guys for years to come. I promise you, man. The better relationship you have with these people, the better the trades. Nobody wants to make trades with the a-hole in the group. So don't be that guy. So before we get into the Sunday quick hits, I wanted to give you guys a heads up and let you guys know that today's pod is going to be a little on the short side. Now, I'm coming in a little unprepared. I've been kind of preoccupied with some holiday festivities. Quick note about myself. I'm a huge Halloween guy. So for the past 7+ years, I've gone all out on my Halloween costume. I'm talking head to toe. Super creative, the whole shebang. I've done it all. Bam Bam, Batman, Popeye the Sailor Man. I was James from Team Rocket with Pokemon. I go all out. But this year, I decided to put my efforts into a haunted maze at my house. So I decided to do that, and it is a lot more taxing than I thought it was going to be. A lot more time, a lot more effort, and I've kind of been putting everything else to the side while I do that. So now that you know my excuse, I hope you forgive me, and let's talk about some football because we are 4 minutes in and I don't think I've talked about any football yet. I don't know if that's a good thing, but let's get into it. So, as of week 6, we have 5 quarterbacks that have produced a top 24 receiver. We have Goff at QB20 with Kupp and Woods, Cousins at QB15 with Diggs and Dillon, Winston at QB10 with Godwin and Evans. Pains me to say Godwin first. Matt Ryan at QB5 with Julio and Ridley. Watson at QB3 with Hop and Fuller. That's interesting. It's probably not going to keep up, I would say, but it's interesting for sure. I will say that I do think that Matt Ryan is having a wonderful season. Not only is he producing 2 top 24 receivers, he has the number one tight end, Austin Hooper, which is balling out right now. I liked him in the beginning of the year, but I did not see him producing the way he is. I just I didn't see that defense being as bad as it is. And I touched on it last week a little bit, but the impact of Keanu Neal is ridiculous. That defense is horrible. So they're going to be chasing points a lot this year. So all three of them are going to be top in their positions. Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones, and Austin Hooper. Now my main buy right now is Matt Ryan. He's giving you top five production, but his price doesn't reflect that. His defense is bad, and he's got all the pieces around him to shine. Now, I don't see him falling off for the next maybe 3 to 5 years. So whether you're a contender or a rebuild, he's a buy. Go out and get him, because most people don't feel the same. Now, this next guy is going to sound stupid to most, but bear with me. Fantasy football is more about recency bias than most would like to admit. Now, the smart owners are not going to give up guys like this because of a few bad games. Well, quotes, bad games. Alvin Kamara. So, there's some concern going around with him that he's not producing with Teddy Bridgewater. And once Breeze is gone, he's not going to produce. But a talent like that will always produce. You've seen it in his passing game production that he is a go-to guy and a guy you can lean on. So if you can take this down stretch of games and turn it into a profit, you should definitely do that. And I'm not telling you to try to buy low. Buy for cost, because those deals are most likely to get done. If you try to buy low on a guy, the other owner is going to know something's up, and he's probably not going to give you the time of day. So give him a fair deal. Don't try to buy low. Don't try to make him look stupid. Go to your Alvin Kamara owner and offer him something good. And don't feel bad about it, because you're getting a top-tier talent. So as I'm about one too many Daddy Sodas in, I'm going to get into your Monday night matchup. You have a battle of the NFC North, Packers and Lions. Fairly decent game. Not too many big fantasy performances that we need to talk about, but we will get into it. I'm just not overly impressed with the outputs that happen. So let's go ahead and get into it. Packers versus Lions, 23-22. The Packers ended up winning with the last second field goal. And for me, I don't think they had any business being in this game. They were outplayed by the Lions. And for the Packers to win this game is huge. Detroit was just a little too conservative for my eyes. They could have been a little bit more aggressive on the Packers side of the field, and it just didn't happen. To win the turnover battle 3-0 and lose the game is pretty embarrassing. Now, as I go over some of these statistics, keep in mind that the Lions they kicked the field goal on their opening drive, and they had the lead until the last second, when Green Bay kicked a field goal to take the lead and win the game. So let's go ahead and go through it. Stafford threw the ball 32 times, completed 18 of those for 265 yards and no touchdowns. Kerryon Johnson had 13 carries. 13. How? They had the lead the whole time. How did he only have 13 carries? Oh, man. Galladay, he caught 5 balls for 121 yards. One of the bright spots. Hawk, good to see him back. He had 4 catches for 21 yards. Marvin Jones, kind of a dud. 2 for 17. Amendola, 1 for 6. I don't know if you're going to be starting him or Marvin Jones anytime soon. So on the other side of the ball, you had Aaron Rodgers, 24 for 39. 2 touchdowns and 1 pick. The pick was not at all his fault. It was an awesome play by the defender. Off the face mask, great concentration. He picked it out of the air. I don't put that on Rodgers. It was a great play. Running backs, Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. Kind of a concern that Jamal Williams had 18 touches in this game for 136 yards. And Aaron Jones had 15 touches for 60 yards. His day could have been a lot better if he didn't fumble and he didn't have that big drop for a touchdown. I feel like that was kind of the turning point where LaFleur kind of just leaned on Jones after that, or Williams. But other than that, nobody else got a touch. As for the receivers, it was kind of just a mix and match between everybody there. Every receiver pretty much got no more than four catches. Lazard had 4 for 65 in the big touchdown. Mercedes Lewis even got peppered in for 2 catches, 50 yards. MVS, 2 for 48. That's really disappointing. With Devontae Adams out, I was kind of looking for him to take that leap, you know, take initiative and see some more targets, but he's just not doing it. Allison, 3 for 40. I know he left the game pretty early with a concussion. I don't know if it was confirmed or not, but I know he did leave with a chest injury and a concussion, checking for a concussion. Jimmy Graham, 2 for 17. He got outplayed by Mercedes Lewis, so I don't know if it's something you can count on. Kumaro, 2 for 17. And both of the backs combined, Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, combined for 47 yards. They got 8 receptions, which is really good. So if any of them get hurt again, we know we can lean on the other guy pretty heavily. And that's going to be it for your Monday Night Fix. Again, sorry for this short pod. I hope it's enough to keep you over until the main pod comes out. And again, go follow your host, me at Frankie Says FF, Russ at Dynasty Outhouse, Brian at Brian Hour FF, and go show your support. Trade Addicts Pod on Patreon, storeenvy.com, get yourself some t-shirts. Brian with some wristbands, Trade Addict Pod wristbands. Go show your support. And if you love Halloween as much as I do, tag me in some of your costumes, your haunted houses, all that good stuff. I'll be posting up my haunted house that I've been working on my timeline as soon as it's finished. So if you'd like to take a peek at that, go check it out. And that's going to do it, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Night, guys.